Well, like I said, I'm just happy to be here. It's been a blessing. It's been a long ride since January in our last bowl game. I can finally say that is over, and I'm ready to be a Raven and ready to get on the football field and prove to the fans, prove to the coaches that I'm ready and ready to play after this team win.
CJ, obviously you're a very self-motivated young man. You want to be great. How much does it help the fact that you came from a winning environment in college to a team that's done a lot of winning?
I think the transition from Alabama coming to the Baltimore Ravens is going to be great. From a defense standpoint, from a team standpoint, from a winning standpoint, even off the field. Because Coach Saban, he wants you doing the right things off the field just as much as he wants you doing the right thing on the field. So that's from the standpoint is that, for me, just pretty much jumping on to the next step. So, I mean, everything's on me. I have all the more support that I need from Ozzie, from the coaches, even from some former players that I play with that's here now. So, I mean, it's all on me.
CJ, we've heard so much about your character from everyone that's talked about you. What or who has molded you into the man you are on and off the field?
Well, first of all, God, because he blessed me all my talents and all my ways. And my parents, Tracy Mosley and Clint Mosley. So,
CJ.
Mom, this is my mother right here, Tracy Mosley. My dad, Clint Sr. So that's what CJ stands for, if you didn't know, Clint Jr. So pretty much the quiet side and the laid-back side, that's all mom, and on the field and getting wild and crazy making plays, that's my dad. So,
yeah. Yeah, you were, you know, in the green room last night, picks are going off the board. You know where the Ravens pick. You obviously enjoyed your visit here when your first time. You know about the history here with defense and Ray, what legacy he left. How much were you sort of hoping for that? Was this the place that you saw? And obviously you want to get drafted as high as possible, but was this the one place you saw where you thought that this would be the best fit?
Yeah, well, first of all, when I walked in, because I was trying to just happy to be there, the room wasn't even green, so I was a little upset at that. I told some of the players that, man, when after I visit here, like, I loved it here. Love the atmosphere, love the players, the organization, everything was just like Alabama. The defense the same way, just the verbiage is different. But in the back of my head, I was wanting to come here. So, I mean, God works in mysterious ways, so I'm here now.
You re-signed Daryl Smith this offseason. You used a second-round pick on Arthur Brown last year. How do you see CJ fitting in into this group, and do you see an immediate impact from that this year?
Yeah, I think it'll be great competition, and the other part of it is the fact that this guy can play a couple different spots. He can play Mike linebacker for us. He can play Will linebacker for us. That's one of the good things about when you have more than one guy at those positions, then you got competition, and you're going to end up putting the two best guys on the field. You know, we play a lot of Raven defense, base defense. We play a lot of sub defense. You know, our sub linebackers fit into a lot of different spots. So there's a lot of opportunities for this guy. And, obviously we're very happy to have Daryl back, too. I don't want any shape or form to make that. I want to make that very, very clear. But this guy will find his way onto the field. And it'll be competition. Nothing's going to be handed to him. He knows that. But obviously we think he can get on the field. You wouldn't draft him in the first round.
Dean, does his experience at Alabama and in that kind of complex defense, does that, you think, help him make the transition here and be able to play probably quicker here?
Well, I think there's a couple things. When he and I met down in Alabama on that pro day, we got into the room and started talking about football. I threw a couple terms at him, and he kind of smiled and laughed at him because they were the exact same terms that they use at Alabama. You know, having been with Coach Saban for 4 years myself, I knew a lot of the terminology. It's changed. It's not necessarily the same terms here, but it kind of translated it into this is what it means to you, and he was able to, everything was a good fit. That's a very, multiple defense that Alabama plays, and we're a very multiple defense here, and sometimes it's not a great fit for people to come here if they've played the same one front, one coverage all the time. It's not going to happen. And this guy hasn't, and he's had to control the front and make those calls, make those checks up front, and that's one of the things that I really, really liked about the fact that the system that he came from.
CJ, the terminology and schemes you might be familiar with, but the game itself at the professional level, what do you anticipate you have to adapt to, or what's the learning going to be like, do you think?
Mainly what you just said, the learning process. You know, I don't have school anymore. I'm not going to be busy after practice or before practice. It's going to be all about football. So me just getting in the playbook, getting in the film room and pretty much learning my opponents and while I'm here learning against the offense I'm going to be facing for this summer and it's coming up.
CJ, when you hear Coach P say that he wants his defense to get back to being on top, you know, being a great defense, what does that have and that you're a big part of that, how does that make you feel?
I had a few questions like that last night, and my thing was I kind of know what kind of environment I'm coming into. They missed the playoffs. We got some guys that's a little bit upset with that. The community's upset with that. And at Alabama, you know, we expect to win the championship every single year. So when we don't, it's like we're starting the process over. Just like Coach Saban always said, we're starting the process over. So the atmosphere I'm about to come into, I'm used to that every year at Alabama. So, I mean, I know guys going to be fired up, ready to be great, and I'm just trying to be that next player that to come in and help this team win and help the defense be great.
CJ, so many people have talked about your leadership qualities. Is that a product, you think, of the position you play, or is that just something that's always come naturally for you growing up playing football?
Well, being an inside linebacker, you have to be the leader because you run in the play, you run in the defense, so you run in the show. Can't have a D lineman being a leader because he's going to get tired and lazy. Can't have a DB being a leader because he's in the backfield. Can anybody see him? But as far as me being a natural leader, I'm more of a leader by example. But my senior year, I kind of train myself to be more of a vocal leader because at some point you're going to have to step up and talk, or you're going to have to say something to somebody, or you're going to have to make sure somebody's doing the right thing to help the team win.
Dean, there's talk a lot of times about, you know, linebackers being three down linebackers. Can you talk about CJ having the potential to be a guy who both against the run and the pass? Do you see that in him being a guy who can stay on the field?
Yeah, I don't think we'd draft a guy that we didn't think couldn't be on the field for three downs. You know, and I think all of our backers can be on the field for three downs. That's what I think is going to be great about the situation that he's coming into. I think the competition is going to be good enough that we're going to have two good linebackers on the field at every point in time. And, yeah, this guy's a three-down linebacker, and there's no question about it. This is not just a run-stopping guy. I've read a couple things where everybody said he's really good against the run, better against the run, the pass. Didn't watch the same film I watched. Tell you what, this guy pretty good against pass, as far as I'm concerned. This guy, I wouldn't take him off the field against any passing team, that's for sure. So, yeah, I think he's a three-down linebacker.
CJ, you do seem so chill. Just how do you flip that switch when you get on the field to play football?
I mean, off the field is just who I am. I'm a laid-back guy. Just kind of stick to myself sometimes. But, you know, on the field, I'm doing what I love, so... I mean, all the passion and all the energy that I have, it goes onto the football field.
CJ, you compete in the AFC North against some of the players you played against in college, including Johnny Manziel. Your thoughts on competing against him again and playing him twice a year?
Well, I hope I get another sack on him. So, I mean, it's going to be fun, man. He was a great player, a great person. So, I wish him the much success in the NFL with his team.
CJ, you talked about how much you idolized Ray Lewis. Obviously a boisterous guy, talks a lot, celebrates after tackles. You do none of that. How do you explain how your style is so much different than a couple of guys like Urlacher and Lewis that you grew up idolizing?
I kind of showed a little bit of that this year, my senior year. Be a little bit more celebrating, a little bit more hyping plays up after making something, but... You know, everybody plays different. Like I said, Urlacher and Ray Lewis, my favorite linebackers, and they're totally different type players. They both, one of the things they have in common, they're both leaders, they're both respected, and they're great linebackers and great players. But you don't have to, I don't have to go in and try to be just like Ray Lewis. Nobody's ever going to be Ray Lewis, and everybody plays their own way. So I just try to do what I have to do to make plays and help the team win.
CJ, sitting in the room last night, were there a top three saying this is the team I really want to be? Did you have a 1, 2, and 3 hoping that team would call you?
I mean, going into it, like, since I really didn't know where I was going to end up, I was just waiting for that phone call. And once I kind of realized the opportunity was pretty decent, I mean, I was just waiting for that little red light to blink. So, I mean, that's pretty much.